Good evening.
You cannot get better advertising than this. Surprisingly enough, man is desperate to find God. And you have to be very desperate to get through that. And this is a good test for everyone. You see, I am this far, which is, I would guess, 3 centimeters from telling George to hang up that phone. This is insulting, this is degrading. But is it? The more this idiot speaks, the more he confirms exactly what I said he is. He is a representative of pure evil. I don't care what he calls himself. And it gives you opportunity to listen to the clues that they're giving you. You can hear them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I don't have to point them out. And yet, when you hear wrath of God, wrath is not a word in God's kingdom. So don't, you know, you don't have to speak of wrath. If you want to hear the irritation of the space commander I have a great deal of difficulty containing myself from drawing and stringing up this one. Because it is an insult to the listeners. It cannot damage us, you see. It can only give credence to us. Only credence. But this is so disrespectful and irreverent to the ones who genuinely think they may get information. Mm-hmm. Most, as you can tell, are either set up or they are totally entertained at such a low mentality. And I would like to be able to get this across to them, but obviously our crown prince is not going to allow that to happen. Plus, I have to tell you, they are playing with the buttons. So that as I'm speaking, it's doing very much like George is doing, breaking up here. And this is at the command of General Cole, the Inquirer General of World Headquarters. This is an insult. The reason that I can tell you today this is an insult is because it opens with a remarkably intelligent bit of information. You're talking about the planet Wormwood. That's projected. It isn't just happenstance it's running around. And it doesn't matter whether that thought projection is coming from Earth or absolutely from the cosmos. Because either way, it's a thought projection of God making it spiral. And whether or not that is diverted and does not strike Earth is up to Earth man. But they're getting you ready from a political standpoint to blame out there an asteroid for the destruction of your planet and your cities, one by two by three. We just wrote about it. Sun flares, knocking out transformer systems and capacitors in one place, Virginia. And you want four for it.
Everybody speaking, are you anti-Semitic, George? I too have detected them.
What do you mean? Against what?
Jewish people on the planet Earth.
Of course, Semitic has nothing to do with Jewish people on Earth. Where did you get that information?
In your literature, which I have done, I detect that you are part of this gigantic and nutcase conspiracy, speaking of the Illuminati and all of these Jewish bankers and so on, and this is interplanetary trouble.
Are you referring to the Illuminati, the Trilateral Commission, and that group, and the Bilderbergers that are meeting right now in Germany?
The Trilateral Commission is nothing more than a planetary trade group. It is not trying to take over the world, and nobody is meeting right now.
Who is that?
Germany that has anything to do with the Trilateral Commission.
That's Ukraine, and then came back last week.
Our scanners have a complete record of all human activity everywhere on this planet.
And if you did that, then you know what the word anti-Semitic means. It means anti, against sin, or the lineage of God against God, and I'm working with God. Are you?
You are Semitic at dark.
You don't even know what the word means, sir. I have to tell you that.
I know what the word dark means. It means Southern California, where you and the rest of the nuts and fruits reside.
Do you believe in God?
What does that have to do with the fact?
I'm asking the question.
You're Semitic.
Because anti-Semitic means against God. I do not admit that.
Anti-Semitic does not mean against God. It means having a prejudice against the Jewish people.
Where did you get that nonsense?
That comes from my English language floppy disk.
No, it doesn't. You will check with the eminent rabbis you will find out that they will say that Zionism is a political party. It has nothing to do with the Jewish people.
Are you then anti-Zionist?
Yes, I am anti-Zionist.
You are opposed to the establishment of the state on the planet Earth of Israel?
I am against the political system of Zionism planning to take over the world.
Anti-Semite, and if you believe that the Jewish people, through their state,
I'm not saying.
Take over the world, and you are, as I have characterized you, an interplanetary threat.
Good. Did you know that Israel does not even have a constitution, sir? Israel does not even have a constitution. I am trying to get our constitution back.
Many others, Israel certainly has a constitution.
No, it doesn't. You want to know what the plans of the world is going on and what is planned by quote the Zionists? So anybody wants to call 800-729-4131, most of them are probably let them determine it themselves. Not for you to determine that, and not for me to give them the information. It's a time for man to get up and stand up and fight and look and see what's coming up.
If you are not anti-Semitic to the establishment of a Jewish state in Israel.
I said, you can't parables in there. I told you, anti-Semitic means against God. I'm saying the Zionists are against God.
Semitic in no language in this universe does mean against God. Anti-Semitic means against the Jewish people.
No, it does not.
The French have a saying, Rick, chacun a son goût. That means to everyone his own taste.
Rick, turn it off. Rick, turn it off. You don't like it? Turn it off.
Rick can't do that because listening to World Headquarters is mandatory.
Sure. I understand that. I think you have a lot of uneducated people who need to understand that terminology that we're talking about, because the terminology has been part of the program, all of us, so we don't know what's happening.
George, I don't know in what dictionary you get your definitions, but I think that the hereditary Prince Hakon of Zandar is quite correct. Anti-Semitic does not mean opposed to God.
Yes, it does.
Many people, in my personal opinion, are opposed to God or anything godly, and in fact...
Are you saying... Well, you have your preference. I'm just telling you that they are not that way. That is part of the law.
The Jews, is that basically where you're coming from?
Hey, even when the word Jew appeared, you have the translation. When did the word Jew appear? What year?
When did the word Jew
appear? In the English language.
The word Jew appeared in the English language.
When did that appear?
Of the English language, it is impossible to say precisely when the English language was formulated. It has developed over many years from ancient Celtic and Gaelic times.
Well, Jew appeared in 1775. So you don't even know a little bit about that. Your computer's right. If you'd like to get the actual fact on it, and you want to get the Goldstein letter, I'd be glad to send a free copy about it with 50 pages. That's it.
Somebody named Goldstein invented the word Jew?
No, it came from a Jewish play.
The word Jew first appeared
in 1775. It is historic fact.
But Shakespeare's Merchant of Venice, there is the line, not a Jew feeling.
That's right. And
considerably before 1775.
No, not correct, because who's controlling our establishment in our printing?
The church was written in the 17th and 16th century.
I'm going to give you information that is unqualified.
Shakespeare has been long in the grave, and in fact, in the original first folio edition of The Merchant of Venice, and in several other of Shakespeare's plays, the word Jew, J-E-W, appears. Shakespeare, who was actually...
We don't have to worry about any of that
money.
This one is just for you, George. You go home with it.
We're off here.
Yeah. Thank God. I believe we should reward that. Praise God.
Praise God.
Never underestimate what you accomplished today. I am sorry he doesn't have more listeners now.
That was hard to take.
It's strange that this is the most listened to talk show.
I certainly hope so.
That area.
This was one guy that just called to say, Jeff always being a real ass. Yeah. But then he's not to be a real ass.
He sure showed it today. I think Cole was the prince.
Yeah, I
sound
like
it. It sounds exactly like it. He's your prince of darkness.
Yeah. Well,
the impression is something for kids. What was this guy who they took and put a frequency remover on his voice? That's what they had. And whoever was doing that was a phony.
Oh, yeah.
I could do the same thing with this occasion.
Didn't know anything.
Well, he's not even very good at that.
Oh. I didn't know that you needed to have sloppy things. Another
plan. I think this is fun. Let's have some fun with it. Go ahead and share what you have, because it's... But you see, this is typical of the type of disinformation. As grandfather said, first you will have denial, then you will have massive ridicule to discredit. And finally, God missed the final. Space Command will be blamed for everything. Because when it can no longer be covered, they will form and have incidences, staged instances, bombings. If they will allow a barracks with your people in it, because they won't dare let them come back to the United States of America alive, and if they will kill prisoners of war in both right care, right with him there, shoot them, and shoot both own men, there is no moral conscience. They will bomb a city like New York without batting an eye. It gets rid of great numbers of blacks, Puerto Ricans, it's everything. And the city is a... It is an expendable city, do you see?
I have a question, Martin.
Yes, please.
In regard to that. In all reality, to be ridiculed about the work, I mean, keeps us rather safe. Because at least there's still people ridiculing. If there comes a time when people start taking it seriously, then I think we're going to be in a lot of danger.
Yes.
I mean, especially with the United. Because at least we can hide, or not hide, but at least people still don't take us too seriously because they can discount us because we're talking to safely. But the minute they start taking us seriously, or a lot of people do, volumes of people, for example, when that starts happening, I perceive it'll be rather dangerous.
I don't believe so. That's right. I want to put your mind at rest about that, because as it becomes more and more serious and obvious, you'll also have more and more protection. And one really, basically, far outweighs the other.
I have one phone call I'll share.
All right.
A lady that was listening to us, which we know, Gisela, called the station and was very upset and basically called him an asshole. What you said and wanted to say that we did very well and said thank you for the commander for putting up with that quote asshole.
Well, we had, you know, the last time and one, I believe, I think maybe John and Eleanor weren't here. Well, I can't remember. Who was missing out of this?
Now we are in San Diego.
Well, you missed quite an insulting time, but one called in and said he was from so-and-so, but he was really calling from his patio. from his winter home or something. Then one called and said he was from Syria. Well, actually, he was from Uranus. Minos. Uranus?
Right.
Upper Anus. And I informed him that I knew where his head was. That was the only time that I got any reasonable response from anybody. So I think we have to keep it in perspective. I believe that Inquirer General calls from World Headquarters is from Upper Anus.
What?
It's make a what? Don't lose your sense of humor.
It seems to me, Commander, that what's finally being established here is that almost every time George and Desiree or many of us go out and begin to try to sell us to present whatever we do. And this is what we should begin to expect from now on, because this is probably what's going to be happening from now on. And so the way that we begin to present things should be based on the anticipation that this is what's going to come against us.
Yes.
If you had known beforehand, George, that this was going to come up with the anti-Semitic thing, mm-hmm. You would have just rolled off with, son, here's the facts. Shut up, listen, here's the facts.
They didn't do that anyway. They wouldn't listen. They don't listen. They'll sit down there and argue even over that point.
And they will turn the button off when he tries to answer, to interrupt the broadcast.
Did.
But you got enough across.
We got the phone ringing already.
Oh, yeah, this is wonderful. They have made fools of themselves in their own nest, do you see? This is embarrassing. Because ones that they say they are standing up for don't want that kind of standing up for me. You'll make a fool of yourself. You make me look like a fool if I say that I believe what you are touting out there. And this is embarrassing to people. And if, in fact, he comes through and he says, well, it's serious, you know. So, you didn't. Well, how so? You didn't let us hear enough to decide. You cannot ever be ridiculed into being a fool. You have to agree to that. You have to take on the foolishness and agree to be the fool. Remember that. And in each given circumstance, you must discern when is the time to put down the phone. You see, with me on the line, it was only going to get worse and worse and worse.
Mm-hmm.
And there would not be anything hurt. At least George could get a phone number where people can now call. And better yet, there would be some invitations back to other programs where ones will now tune in and listen. And they will write for information. You weren't told it would be easy. And if you expected it, then these are the lessons that we must have. Because it tells you something else. You're going to be out there more and more and more. And by the way, George is getting very polished.
Thank you.
That is very pleasing.
Good.
And for that reason, it's nice to have an audience here where we can back up one another. It's hard to be on the phone and just be on the grid without your friends able to participate or even plug you on a little bit.
Or understand what's going on. Now they can hear what happens, both sides.
Well, I can feed you information, too.
That's true.
But you see, I didn't get back in time from Bakersfield today. We have all of these papers to file with the court. So we have to understand that we're all just doing what we can.
We're all working together.
And isn't it refreshing when it goes well?
When it goes well, then it's like a piece of cake.
Well, the ones that think they're hurting you, like ASSK, for instance, I don't know how to keep it going. How do you keep it going? I think we shall call now Mr. Cole and really, you know. And he never had it so good. Come on, he never had it so good. And if he would play his game and then let go of it and listen, he could do himself and his people a lot of good. But this sort of trash is an insult to his audience. What else can we do today?
I've been wondering for all the last 2 weeks. It's an entirely off subject and brand new subject.
Well, then why is he here?
He hasn't been here. Go ahead.
Just walked in.
Mary, the mother of Emmanuel, all my life I've had this devotion. And there's some role in my knowing, sure about this, he couldn't play. I was wondering if you'd make some comments about this. Lady who is unknown, etc. Doesn't seem to be on the scene or in the roles or in the influence at all.
Well, it's only because the image of this wondrous being was sort of captured and taken within by the Catholic Church. And therefore, other churches don't recognize it in the same manner that you would if you were not Catholic or let us say George was experiencing some great closeness with what, let us call it, Mother Nature, a creation, a nurturing. As you will read in the next few days, please study carefully the information coming through. This is your universe. This is God. And what we will call the mother, we'll call her Mary. I don't care what we call her. She is representative of creation, the womb, the bearer, the allowance of the seed to replenish, to re-give back to the Father Creator. One cannot function without the other. And the Catholic Church was smart enough because, you see, in the beginning, all these hundreds of years ago, there was still some knowledge of the connection. That connection for the individual being has been buried, do you see? But traditionally, and in the oral traditions, those female-male counterparts were greatly revered. Let us talk about the Lakota Sioux. The Sioux Plains people believe that came to them this mother, this vision. They called her White Buffalo Woman. Some called her White Buffalo Cat Woman. She was beautiful. She represented earth and the creation. God is life. You only have the perception of movement. There is no time, no space. There's only life. And all creation comes from God thought. Now, I don't want to break that into little fragments because I want to talk about the mother. The mother is the receiver. let us call her the cool, the calm, the... That's not a good one, because God is total calm, total rest. But the mother is the creative womb. And you have to recognize her as the opposite pole, of which from God moves to, pauses, moves around again and back to rest. And I don't care what it is. I don't care what it is. That is the universe. And it travels in waves. It is perceived in pulse waves. And it contracts and expands. It is like God breathing in and out. And you cannot have one without the other. I haven't wanted to get deeply into these subjects until we could bring forth the information we're bringing forth now. And because Germaine is so attentive, so caring for this country, and he is working with Russell and Tesla to bring forth the information in a manner which we hope will be very understandable, very simplistic. And he has asked to do that. And he's doing a magnificent job. It will follow right on with the Book of Light. And we're going to call it Volume 3 of the Pleiades Connection. So watch these routings very carefully that are coming through now, and it will give you perception, and you will know exactly where this image of this mother, this Mary, this mother of God fits. It is the nurturing womb of the God pair. It's wondrous. It's wonderful. And man will understand. He can't understand it on a radio program like this. You can't expect man to grasp this in the midst of all of what's happening to your planet. But you have to look at what this mother is doing. You can't expect massive volcanic eruptions from Uzan, what do you call it? Anzin, Japan. Yes. And be very careful, because Tal will erupt. There are massive earthquakes beginning to happen now in the bowels of Tal, T-A-A-L, in the Philippines. Now, I will say there's some good and there's some bad. We have financing to the confounded bank, and now they're up to their ass in ash. With the roof of the bank closed in. You see, you can only work on probabilities, precious ones. These things are disappointing. But you must pay attention to what is happening around the world. These massive distractors hide massive activity. And we appreciate it when Soul Tech will share with us a lesson or two, because it helps all of you to begin to connect the whole. You cannot have this kind of movement on an Indian plate, for instance, without touching the Siberian sector to some extent. And of course, the Siberian sector is going to be touched from the Pacific plate. So you cannot have these massive cogs of gears intermeshed. And when you have rotation of one and activity of one, it is going to completely encircle your earth. It's the time of these upheavals. And I repeat what we started talking about before, the phone call. This is why you're here. You cannot expect it to be different. You can only work in an effort to cause it to be different. I can understand your lack of understanding, besides I just can't see why they do this, when actually you are unmouthing it. You know exactly what they're doing and why they're doing it. But this is a human trait of exasperation. I cannot see why they would want to do this, won't they pay? Well, not if they can help it, but it's part of the game. Part of the play. And you can say it all you want to. Although I think it would be better if you would begin to have a little bit better approach to it and say, I know why they're doing it, isn't it disgusting? I wish I could see this other thing that they must be planning over here. Because there's nothing that's going to come forth and look reasonable to you that they do. And if it does, beware, my friend. Beware. You see, it's lack of economy. For a while, you can get into this fund, or you can still. If John Trevor wanted to go over with his pocket full of money, but I don't suggest you try it. One yesterday was arrested and arraigned because he was traveling and he had too much undisclosed cash on his person. This was a movie producer. They will not let you get it out of there. If you manage to get it in, they're not going to let you have it anymore if they can stop it. And they can stop it. They will simply not allow you to either cash it in or bring it back. And if you do, you have to declare it. It's easier for them to confiscate it offshore. How are you going to get it back over here to California to use? So it isn't pretty. It isn't pretty. And it's disappointing. You better come back and get centered on God and not let these other things bother you more than just to take what care you can of them. If it helps you, consider them gone forever, as of this moment on, so that anything that you have from this moment on is a gift. Because the cartel elites do not plan for you to have anything. No assets, no property. And it's hard to accept. And one will deny it. You will deny it. It is the time of Kali. You are going into the other half of the cycle. Yes, please.
But I have a question on the first activity of the study statement. Is that in order to grip the Siberian study to cause the cosmic station?
Not really. Not really. They can't get the Cosmosphere Station. They can cause some problems, but they don't have any of those Cosmospheres on the ground. And they don't have to come back. How about that one? And you see, if that rocket had been successful, you never would have heard about it. You have no conceivable notion how many go off. You have to accept that you don't know. You're not allowed to know. And then we do the best we can. And there is no perfection on the face of the earth. There can be great camaraderie. There can be great building in the midst of all of it. I did not have Oberle bump into Crawford and Guthrie today for nothing. And that was not for Oberle. That was for them. Isn't it funny? The banks just don't do business anymore like they used to. What does that tell you? They are getting no success whatsoever with any funding for capital hits. But they're giving some serious thought to it right this minute. The meeting really picked up after they ran into Oberle and Dormer. It depends on what you want. And I prefer to be a part of a group that wants something worthy. And it won't all be in this place. It simply will not all be in this place. It can't be. Everyone has to be very sure what it is they truly wish. Is it service or is it self-service? You have to go within and answer those questions. Because service is very often not in this place. The less attention pulled to this place, except business-wise, farther down the road, is what we not only seek but demand. I'm not going to give your enemies information, but I will write and rewrite what I wrote this morning to clarify some things, because it becomes dangerous out there for George and Desiree when they believe that Dorma and Desiree are the same person. And it brings too much into oneness, the perception of those out there reading, that it's some groupie here. So we don't even want the perception that all George and Desiree do. It's the Journal and the Express. He must handle other books, or you have lost your cover. You're stripped. It doesn't mean he has to sell another one of them. Except I certainly hope he doesn't.
Would you put a little energy on some of that?
Well, I hate to produce and project life. You know, from wherever our crown prince was from today. But wasn't he precious? He gave you every clue that we've talked about for for years now.
He was very human.
Wasn't he?
Earth human.
And if the mission were not so important, it would be quite amusing, and you could have fun playing with it. Little spider. Big scorpion. You know, keep it. But when your mission is intense, you get... it's painful.
Excuse me, Commander, I need to change tape.